This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Companies are spilling the beans on how they're doing, also known as its earnings season, and a manufacturing resurrection. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Manufacturing had been in its own private recession for 16 months up until March, when it finally started expanding, and that is showing up in the data. Durable goods orders rose 2.6% in March. Durable goods are big-ticket items, everything from washing machines to airplanes. Joining us to talk about it is Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Hi, Susan.
Good morning.
Durable goods, we're buying more big things that last a while. What's that telling us about the economy?
We are buying more big things that last a while. So remember that this is more economic data coming out that the Fed is looking at, trying to gauge how the economy is doing. So durable goods printed up 2.6%. Estimates were for a positive 2.5%. That's a good number. That's a slow and steady. We're starting to see manufacturing come back online. That's supportive overall that the economy is starting to get back on track into where the Fed wants it to be.
Just to broaden this out a bit, we are in the middle of earnings season where various and sundry companies tell us how things are going. And the big concern this year has been the Fed will hold interest rates higher for longer. So how are companies doing? What's the word?
Well, companies thus far, I think, are saying things that investors like. So we're in a big, heavy week right now. More than 40% of the companies in the S&P 500 are reporting earnings this week. So it's very busy, and investors are getting a lot of information from management teams about how things are going. As we came into earnings season, which started just 2 weeks ago, investors were concerned because we'd gotten economic data that implied that the Fed probably is going to hold rates for longer. And we heard that message from the Fed governors and Chairman Powell. Now, investors are hearing from companies, and they're hearing companies say that they think they can get through this. Earnings numbers are a little bit better than expected. Management teams don't seem to be so concerned that interest rates might stay at these levels for longer than investors expected. And overall, it seems like it's going well.
Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Spain has the highest unemployment rate in Europe, according to the European Commission. Low wages and a lack of infrastructure are adding to the problem, and it is particularly tough for young people. The BBC's Europe correspondent Nick Beek is in the city of Algeciras, where one person out of four is unemployed.
In a workshop off one of Algeciras's many twisting backstreets, 20-year-old Lucia is starting on her latest project. Restoring a giant wooden coat of arms belonging to a local hotel. But this specialist craft she loves doing in the corner of her mum's art gallery isn't enough to live on. And finding any other sort of job is really tough.
I am working very hard to try and make a living for what I love doing. I see my friends with full-time jobs only making 700 euros a month. They take advantage of the fact that we're young because they know that we're going to shut up and take whatever money they give us.
The old square here in the center of town is absolutely bustling. It's a quintessentially Spanish scene. That is the clock tower ringing out. A Spanish flag adorns that building. Palm trees all around us. Kids on a break from school.
and lots of different boutiques where people are trying to sell all their wares. But the reality is the high level, the sky high level of unemployment here means there's huge scepticism that anything will change for the better after the European elections in 6 weeks' time. And despite the vibrancy of this city, success stories are pretty hard to find.
The Sir Naval dry dock is full up. At the moment, they're repairing a 230-metre-long container ship, as well as two ferries, one from the Caribbean, the other from Egypt. It's meant 21-year-old Mario Sanchez has been able to find a job here.
Yeah, luckily I have a permanent job in this area, which is something that is not a common thing, unfortunately, for young people. Outside of the naval sector, it is kind of difficult to have a permanent job. The contracts that they're providing are low wage and short term.
One manager at the shipyard, Enrique Perez, explains they have 60 full-time staff, which is boosted to 260 during the most busy periods. He'd love to take on even more skilled workers, but says he just can't find them, despite the high unemployment in the region.
So you have the highest percentage of unemployed people here, and that people we cannot get with us because they don't have the skills. So somebody needs to start creating here schools for some degrees for the industry.
At the start of the year, the regional government of Andalusia promised 200 million euros for training, education and incentives for firms to hire young workers. Most of this cash will come from the EU. That may or may not win votes in the elections in June. But it feels much bigger investment is needed here, particularly in roads, railways and other infrastructure, to turn the tide for this generation of young Spaniards.
That was the BBC's Nick Beek in Algeciras, Spain. In New York, I'm Sabri Benachour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.